This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now time for us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show to go through the charts for the week of September 8th to the 12th, 2014. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have along the Pied Piper of News Talk Radio, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Every week he gets together with us to go through the stories that they have selected from their research, talking to people and listening to stations, great hosts and programs that become the sustenance, if you will, of issue-oriented talk radio. So, without further ado, Michael, from number 10.
Yeah, let's go through these stories. It's been a very interesting week. Of course, the week of 9/11 always brings up all kinds of memories, thoughts, and analysis. At number 10, we have the Bruce Levinson email case tied with National Football League action and Major League Baseball playoff excitement as we push toward the playoffs in MLB land. At number 9, the announcement of new Apple products. At number 8, that celebrity nude pictures hacking. At number 7, we have the Scotland succession referendum. The global warming debate occupies number 6. Discussion about immigration policy is at number 5. And at number 4, the aforementioned 9/11 anniversary. Then into the top 3 we go. At number 3, we have midterm elections, and that's tied with 2016 presidential prospects. At number 2, a sports story that is also a story about social issues, and that is the Ray Rice controversy and domestic violence. Number 2. And number 1, we have the U.S. ISIS policy and, of course, President Barack Obama's address to the nation about our stance on ISIS. The people chart, we have Bruce Levinson at 10, Senator Pat Roberts at 9, Rick Perry and Ted Cruz at 8, Rand Paul and Mitt Romney at 7, Hillary at 6, Roger Goodell at 5, Ray Rice and Janae Rice at 4, George W. Bush at 3, David Cameron at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1. There you go.
You know, as I listen to you and look at the analysis at Talkers Magazine, which is online at talkers.com, the review of an analysis, if you will, of these stories and the implications, the inferences, one wonders if some of these stories aren't better told, in fact, on the radio. Sometimes the radio, I guess I'm at the number 2 story, the Ray Rice controversy, and people who have looked at that video, I've chosen not to see it because I don't know that. Maybe being a radio guy, Michael, I had the description. People told me what was on the video. I heard it. We've discussed it a number of times on my weekday Good Day program. I didn't want to watch it, but I visualized, based on other things that I've seen and, frankly, experienced, what it was all about. Isn't that the beauty of conversation? I mean, I'm not talking about this story being a beautiful story.
You're touching a subject that's very dear to my heart. And one of the things that frustrates me about the march toward new technology in our industry is the danger that radio people are going to lose their radio-ness. They're going to lose the magic of audio only in their effort to have video, in their effort to have extra converging media, which I'm not against that. However, I am against it if it means abandoning the theater of the mind, abandoning the very special place within the human experience, within the communications experience, that audio-only communication can do, that no other form of communication can do. And I think we're going to lose something if we abandon the idea that there's something very special and very specific about communicating via audio only.
Well, let's extrapolate a little bit more from this conversation, because we are on the radio. We are being heard on some apps, TuneIn, Stitcher, the various places you can go online, whether it's talkers.com or whether it's DougStephan.com or RadioAmerica.org, CRN. I mean, there are 100 places you can find this program, but it doesn't carry with it, although some of the websites and some of the connections are certainly video, because that's what people seem to want to have. It begs the question about our minds and how we develop them if we become so dependent on everything being presented to us in terms of pictures. How does one's imagination, we could sell radio as being the savior of the imagination, savior of the mind.
It could also be the savior of low budget, high intelligence products. Because the beautiful thing about radio is you don't need a giant Hollywood production budget to get a message across. And you cannot make a movie today, you cannot make a television show today that's competitive without tremendous expense. Whereas a well-spoken story, an intelligent observation, a riveting dialogue doesn't cost any more to do than bad dialogue. And it's much more qualitative and has unlimited potential to spark the imagination. So even from a business standpoint, the preservation of this kind of media is good business, and it's great media.
Yeah, it is. It really is much better for people, especially as you worry a little about, I do, I know, not with my children, but perhaps their children. My daughter's pregnant with her first son.
Oh,
and
exciting.
I wonder, but I wonder what this boy is going to grow up around. How is he going to feel when it comes to the essence of what is he going to know? How's he going to go back to finding out the things that you and I know and are experienced? Maybe we'll expose him to it. I certainly expose him to a lot of things on my farm and things that go along with the old technology there. But you're so cornered and not accepted if you don't understand the new technology.
Well, the human species is a technological species. I mean, the history of humanity is a history of tool making and tools. And, you know, I'm a big devotee of the Marshall McLuhan theory that the medium is the message. As goes technology, so goes sociology. Mm-hmm. Our social customs are all predicated by the tools that we use.
Yep.
So this is a very normal thing. Yep. I think it's important that each generation understands the tools of its time, because the tools of its time will predicate how they make a living, how they enjoy the arts, how they communicate, and culture evolves. There's no standard culture set in granite that this is it and anything else is not human. So don't get too panicked about it.
Michael, let me pause for a second. We'll get to whether I panic or not remains to be seen. If I don't stop here for a moment, I'll be in panic mode. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the. Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
This is a special report from the National Association of Manufacturers. A new NAM report finds that federal regulations cost Americans more than $2 trillion every year. Small manufacturers bear the greatest burden. Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the NAM.
Manufacturing is making a comeback in America, but this could all come to an end if manufacturers continue to shoulder a disproportionate cost of complex federal regulations.
The NAM study finds that a typical manufacturer pays almost $20,000 per employee per year to comply with federal regulations. The study also estimates that small manufacturers shoulder a disproportionate share of the federal regulatory burden, more than three times the average U.S. business.
You know, these costs don't even include the more significant regulations heading our way, like the new ozone standard, and that would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history. So now's the time to institute reforms to build a stable, balanced regulatory environment for manufacturers and small businesses to create jobs and fuel economic growth.
For more information, visit NAM.org. Audio provided by the National Association of Manufacturers.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, which you can find at talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen, as we review each week at this time the various items that are on the charts, that are in the stories, that have made up lots of conversations. There are hundreds of stories. There are thousands of approaches because there are thousands of radio hosts, not only the national ones, the syndicated ones, but the folks who are doing local radio programs on many stations like our affiliate WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. There's a story there, Michael, too, by the way. I wasn't thinking about going down this path, but as long as we're here for a moment, when you get to stations like WDEL that have been so important to the format in medium market stations, they have some good really good, solid people have been there for a long time. Rick Jensen's been there for a long time.
That's a great radio station.
Alan Ludell's been there for a long time. It is a great radio station.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As good as any in the country.
And people go there, like Jensen and Ludell, and they stay there, whereas a lot of people who go to stations that size have stars in their eyes. They want to go to WJR, or they want to go to, you know, some station, WGN Chicago or whatever. But guys like that who have been, I mean, I can't tell you, I think Jensen's been there 10, 12 years, maybe longer than that.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a nice way of life, and also some of the best jobs are now in those middle markets and smaller markets because
you
become part of the community and you become invaluable, whereas in some of the larger cities, you're just a cog. They can live with you or without you.
Well, the old days.
It's not the same as it was in the old days when every step up, we called them markets for the listeners.
Well,
every step up meant you were improving your career. It's not the case anymore.
No, the old, and the when you and I were kids, there was this whole business of attaching always having a U-Haul attached to the back of your car because you'd last in a station a year or two, three maybe, and then you'd have to move on. Or you'd be in a station like DEL and you want to go to Philadelphia.
You want to
go to New York and, you know, yada, yada.
It was a way of life. It was a culture. It was definitely a nomadic existence.
Yeah.
It was very hard to raise a family, very hard to settle into a community.
Yeah. I remember, I mean, certainly I was part of it, and so were you. Michael Harrison, we're discussing the state of News Talk Radio, the issues of the week, the fun stories, the serious stories, as we continue here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Keeping our focus on the issues of the day, the News Talk Radio world, I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com, Talkers Magazine, rather, at Talkers.com. I'm always interested. I like to, the issues are important, but somehow or other we can sort of gravitate more to talking about people. I don't know whether it's because gossip is attached to it sometimes. When you're a big sports person, beside all of the stuff that you do here, I know that you love football, for example. And I wonder what you, Michael Harrison, have made this week of all of the hoopla about Ray Rice and whether Roger Goodell knew or he didn't know, and the drama that created, which was great stuff for the News Talk Radio world, the Sports Talk Radio world. But as a person who is not necessarily on the outside looking in, I'm not a fan of the NFL. I'm not a fan of football. I started something, and I don't know if anybody else said it or not, with regard to Rice. I can see his lawyer now saying, throwing it right back in the NFL's face. Well, he wasn't in his right mind because he was injured in the game. He had a concussion. He's losing his mind. I said, okay, where do you go with that?
Yeah, or the NFL appeals to a large contingency of violent men.
Yeah.
There's many ways of looking at it. Let me tell you something. I feel very guilty about my love of football.
You do.
I think football is a very, very dangerous sport. Yeah. I think that there's some aspects of the NFL from a standpoint of how big it is and how corporate it is that are very disconcerting to me in terms of my business approach. So I am very upfront about the fact that as a football fan, I'm conflicted. I don't think football is necessarily a wonderful, positive example of human culture. And
it's horrible. Human culture is the worst, lowest common. It's the gladiators with tight pants on and helmets. That's what it is.
That being said, I'm also a fan of free enterprise. I'm a fan of people doing what they want to do. And I'm also aware that I'm a member of a club that not only has aspects to it that are very lofty, like the best of the human condition, but we also have one foot in the animal world, and that we are a violent species and have a lot to learn. So sometimes we wallow in that primitive aspect of our psyche. So you ask me a question, I'm giving you an answer. More and more football fans are like me, where they're conflicted. They love the game. It's so much fun. It's such an event. It's such an exciting form of entertainment. But if you have half a brain, you know that it's very destructive. It brings out the worst in people. Sometimes the fan bases are just totally unsportsmanlike. And I don't know whether or not I'd let my kid play football. So that's my answer to that. That being said, I think that this whole Ray Rice thing has brought out a tremendous amount of hypocrisy, which all subjects about political correctness seem to do these days. And that's my take on it. There's a tremendous amount of hypocrisy in this discussion, and political correctness threatens to destroy our medium. If talk show hosts have to be careful about everything they say spontaneously, it might offend somebody or show that they're insensitive. And then they're suspended or thrown out, or the game of gotcha, ha-ha, Goodell knew, he didn't know, what? This is all part of a coarsening of our society, a litigiousness, a nastiness, and I can't really say that I'm very pleased to see it.
Well, you know, we could carry this on for a moment. Maybe we will. It depends on your reaction to my following statement having to do with ISIS and these brutes that behead other human beings. The violence there is what goes on in the NFL, just one step removed from what these guys are doing in the Middle East in the name of their own control. We seem to enjoy, we watch people get hurt badly and cheer and that sort of stuff. One wonders if that isn't just an offshoot of the same sort of stuff that's going on, the violence in the Middle East. Let's talk about that in a moment as we continue pursuing News Talk Radio issues. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866 404 3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison, as we continue rolling along here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits, talk top topics. Say that again, Doug. The top talk topics of the week. This is the first full week of, no, it's the second full week of September. We do this 52 weekends a year. Michael Harrison, who has worked in the trenches with me, or I've worked with him for decades, following what's going on in the great big wide world of news talk radio. And I suggested to Michael a few minutes ago, if you're just joining us, that there's not a whole lot of difference in my mind between the violence that goes on the football field or the hockey arena. We pay money, oftentimes a lot of money, to go to a football. What does it cost? I don't even know. A couple of $100. I know what it costs to go to a baseball game.
To go to an average football game and sit in the worst seats in the stadium can cost you about $200 a ticket.
$200.
To sit in the best seats in the stadium for a good game can cost you a couple of grand.
Wow. Woo! All right. So we pay to watch guys beat each other up, to hurt each other, and to, in essence, chase a ball around the field. But it's all about hurting, it's about hitting, it's about getting, you hear the expression, let's kill the other team. And we're teaching kids in junior high school and high school the same thing, let's go to war with the other. So how, I mean, what do you expect in terms of whether Ray Rice is violent? He's being taught to be violent in order to make millions of dollars a year, so that's hypocrisy to the nth degree.
Mm-hmm.
But even when you look at the number one issue this week, which is our policy toward these cretins, these horrors, these creatures that behead those who don't believe in their religious, if they don't follow their religious teachings or policy or beliefs, then you get beheaded. That's the same. When the Christianity movement started, they didn't want to have many of the people in the old Roman Empire don't want anything to do with Christianity. The Christians would get thrown to the lions.
Well, you realize you're touching upon the most important topic that we could talk about and the most controversial, and that's the inherent inhumanity of humanity.
Yeah.
And again, the hypocrisy that is attached to so many so-called humanitarian movements, such as organized religion, government, idealism, nationalism.
Well, entertainment. Look at all of the stuff, the violence and entertainment. You can go there, too.
Yeah, yeah. Now, it's very disturbing, and you do realize this is not easily remedied.
Because
what are you going to do? Make laws against free speech? Make laws against free expression?
No.
Create standards by which we must live? This is a complicated problem that goes from generation to generation to generation for thousands of years. And until humanity is able to become evolved, meaning move to that next level, maybe it'll happen by some kind of divine intervention. I don't necessarily mean religious. Maybe something will happen that will shake us up and put us off of our natural course, because it seems almost as if history just repeats itself and our nature never changes, just our tools get better, and with that, our means of destruction become more sophisticated.
Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here. We review the top 10 items every year. There are hundreds and hundreds of these stories. One of the things that you've been talking about lately, I mean in the last year or so, as we focus on the news talk radio world, which is all about issues and obviously what's in the news, there's been more of a shift because of what's been going on in other forms of entertainment, or I'm sorry, other forms of presentations of the news, and entertainment news has been more and more inveigling itself into our format to the point where I was listening to somebody, I admit to not listening to a lot of talk radio because I find it all very redundant. The kind of radio program that I do, if it sounds self-serving, I don't mean it to be, is all about all kinds of things that are going on in the world. But I'm not talking about me necessarily now. I'm talking about somebody else that I heard doing a program in San Diego who had a great conversation about the best and worst movies of the summer. He had been kind of like Michael Medved, who has been known far and wide by lots of people. Joy Brown does this also, goes to lots of movies, and they become part of the conversation on their programs. And I found this discussion, there weren't a lot of great movies this past summer, but this person had been to see most of them, so he had credibility when discussing them. And I found that his, not only did I agree, I love to go to the movies, and I think you do too, but most of the time you can't find stuff that you really want to see. I don't want to see some kid's movie like Despicable Me 2 or, you know, whatever else. But I would like to see, you know, I like an action flick that doesn't have a lot of horrible violence in it that's unnecessary. Anyway, the point is, this guy made a wonderful hour out of talking about stuff that had nothing to do with politics. It was all about the best and worst movies of the summer. And people were calling in saying, yeah, I loved Star Trek Into Darkness, and I loved the Chris Pine in it, and, you know, was it like the old the Star Trek movies, blah, 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 blah. Don't we miss Yoda? I mean, but
talking about movies has always been a great way to talk about the human condition, because the movies are supposed to be another medium expressing the human condition. There's so many opportunities to talk about aspects of humanity in talk radio by talking about the arts, talking about television shows, talking about movies, talking about books. You know, how about books? We don't talk about books anymore. There used to be a tremendous discussion of literature in talk radio. That has narrowed down to basically celebrity books, or books that are by authors that feed into the same 10 talking points that you call redundant.
Yeah. Well, aren't they?
Well, they are redundant. And look, there's a case to be made for redundancy. I mean, obviously, we have a culture. We're all on the same page. This is nothing new. There's a case for redundancy. But there's also a case for variety. And the combination of redundancy and variety is what we have to go to, not variety where you abandon the basic topics that make our format what it is. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to beat the same narrow aspects of them to death minute to minute. That's the key.
Yeah. I heard a good conversation also about some of the great movies for children. This is good for, because children are not listening to what we're talking about. We'd like to think that young adults are listening as well as the older adults to the discussion. And are we better off talking about what to do with your retirement, or what's in the movies for children, what's on television for children, maybe a good blend of all of that stuff.
I think a blend of all of it, because everybody's connected to somebody who's involved in a different demographic. The idea that only old people want to talk about old people stuff, only young people want to talk about young people stuff, and people in the middle are only in the middle, that's not true. I mean, how about if you have children and you have aging parents?
I remember, exactly. That's why some of the following, I was working on a station in Florida a number of years ago, and the program director told me one day I was talking, he called it Geezer's Radio. He was after me because I was talking about some remedy to a Social Security problem. I mean, we've been talking about these same problems for years and years and years. And he came into me and he said during a break, he said, if you mention Social Security on the air one more time, I'm going to fire you.
Oh, my gosh.
So, and the edict then came out. There was a memo to the staff. No more talking about Social Security at all. Don't. You can't. I don't want to hear it. So that was it. So Social Security outlawed. I mean, we all know that some of the programs go a little bit too far with discussions of some of this stuff. But the other side of it is an issue. It has value for a lot of people who are younger as well as older. But for him to say, the edict was, as of this moment, there will be no more discussion of Social Security on this radio station at all, period, end of story.
Yeah, that's what we call in the business a knee-jerk reaction,
right?
Where you go from one extreme to the other to avoid the semblance of people thinking for one moment that you're an old people station.
Yeah, right.
What happens, though, is you wind up avoiding everything. In their fear of the tune-out, the programmers don't create what we call tune-ins. You need to put stuff on there that people want to hear, not be totally afraid of having them leave because you're giving them something they don't want to hear. Just give them things they want to hear. And if you're going to talk about Social Security, talk about it in a way that is interesting, informative, helpful, and even appealing.
This guy,
otherwise, forget it.
This is the same guy who said to me and the others on the staff, no more authors. I don't want any authors on. Now, there is there's a curve in News Talk Radio when you and we have sort of gotten away from having a lot of guests on many of our programs because they may not have as much to say as the audience or a good host. Sometimes the bad hosts use authors and things like that as crutches. Sometimes good guests can go a long way to helping explain an important story. I think
right.
That's necessary in variety.
If they're asked the right questions.
Yeah, exactly. But then there are those people who have written some of the, I mean, we all get them. I get 40 books or more across my desk a week from various people that want me to interview the author, and I don't do it for two reasons. Number one, usually the stuff is pap, it's awful, it's terrible, it's garbage. And two, hey, I'm running a program that's for profit. Why should I help you make money and I don't make any?
unless the subject is so compelling,
yeah, right.
that it helps everybody, and
yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm not here. I got to pay the bills, and you're paying the bills by coming to me and asking me to put you on the air, and yet I'm not getting anything out of it except if I've got somebody who's got something to really, like Garth Brooks, would I have him on? In a second, because
he brings something to the show. The thing is that there are a lot of radio shows out there that are very lazy, and they use these publicists and they use this promotional machine for free filler.
Yeah,
they let the publicists program the show for them. What you got for me today? Okay, I'll put that on. They don't see the show as an obligation to create compelling content that'll push the cause of humanity forward. They see their show as a big empty garbage can that they have to fill every day to fulfill their quota.
And they fill it with garbage. All right, we'll pause for a moment here as we stimulate some more people in a few moments as the moments are left, moments waning, as it were. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com with me, Doug Steffen, on the weekly Talk Radio Review Show.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This is a special report from the National Association of Manufacturers. A new NAM report finds that federal regulations cost Americans more than $2 trillion every year. Small manufacturers bear the greatest burden. Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the NAM.
Manufacturing is making a comeback in America, but this could all come to an end if manufacturers continue to shoulder a disproportionate cost of complex federal regulations.
The NAM study finds that a typical manufacturer pays almost $20,000 per employee per year to comply with federal regulations. The study also estimates that small manufacturers shoulder a disproportionate share of the federal regulatory burden, more than three times the average U.S. business.
You know, these costs don't even include the more significant regulations heading our way, like the new ozone standard, and that would be the most expensive regulation in U.S. history. So now's the time to institute reforms to build a stable, balanced regulatory environment for manufacturers and small businesses to create jobs and fuel economic growth.
For more information, visit NAM.org. Audio provided by the National Association of Manufacturers.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases held by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastleigh Farm. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th. U.S. only. See store for details.
Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com, focusing on the issues of the week. We start the premise of this hour-long conversation we have every week is to review the stories and the people that are the mainstays of, you know, the big stuff. But there are all kinds of other things going on, depending on whether it's a national radio program or a local radio program. And so we're here hopefully to stimulate you, to get you to look around a little bit more, perhaps. And I say look, I mean that literally. Go to talkers.com, find out stories about some of your favorite hosts, what they're doing, where they're going, what's working on News Talk Radio, what isn't. It amazes me every week to hear people who are quoting something that's in Talkers. And this is basically an industry trade publication, at least it has been. But because it's online now, Michael, more and more people are reading sort of the inside scoop.
Mm-hmm. It's meant for the trade, and it's not meant for fans, although we don't mind fans doing it, but we don't pander to fans. We have to provide information that people in our industry will find useful to propel their careers and their businesses and understand what's going on. So it's a trade publication, and everything that we do is geared to that.
Do you think that people that get off commercial radio and go to Sirius, or they have their own podcast? I think of Lionel is a pretty good example. He's got a very interesting podcast. He's one of the featured artists, if you will, at Talkers Radio or Talkers.com. People that get off of the radio are going in other directions to the detriment. You hear that a lot.
We consider that to be an extension of radio. We consider it all to be radio. We consider AM, FM, internet, satellite, podcasting, all to be radio. I view it, it's mostly, it has to be based in audio entertainment. It has to be based in audio.
Yeah.
If you put a camera in there, you have crummy TV.
Well, there are people, if you go to DougStephan.com, you can see on the right-hand side of the homepage a treatment that's about 2 minutes and 40 seconds long of a television program that had been suggested, and we produced one episode of it, and some of the bits and pieces, the highlights of it, are there, so you can sort of see what it's like, you know, the bowels of the program. But, you know, a lot of times that's what happens. Bob and Tom, I don't even begin to get some of that stuff. People doing, although some of the sports talk guys are a little more animated, but there's, yeah, it's either radio or television. It's hard to make it both, I think.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with, you know, seeing some video, but all I'm simply saying is audio should be the key to where the real action is.
Yep. All right, real action here every week. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Wallach, an award-winning scientist, naturopathic physician, author of several books such as Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Let's Play Doctor, and a Nobel Prize nominee. Dr. Wallach will be here on September 15th and 16th. Wallach has proven that diseases classified as autoimmune were in fact caused by nutritional deficiencies. Get your free ticket to hear about the true causes of diseases. Call 763-291-5052. To receive your free ticket, call 763-291-5052.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now, time for us to check in on our attorney, the attorney at large. I like that. He's not that large, but he is an attorney. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, joins us every week with an overview of the hot stories, the big items that are on the charts from the folks at Talkers Magazine, understanding what, in fact, the legal ramifications of some of these big stories are. For example, the number two item this week, Steve, is the Ray Rice controversy.
Oh, yeah.
The violence. Can his wife, we've heard from a lot of the wives of players that give their reasons why they ought not to leave their husbands. When you look at this, you just wonder what other precedent there is for going after guys who, if they didn't play football and make a lot of money, would be hanging by their thumb someplace.
Maybe. And here's the interesting thing. There's been a huge history in professional sports of athletes that have been able to duck all responsibility. We had an incident in Boston. There was an interleague game, and the Phillies pitcher in the just on the streets of Boston clocked his wife. Charges were dropped, and he pitched that next day. So baseball, football, basketball, none of the sports had taken it really very seriously till now. The interesting thing that I look at this is all the furor this week about the second video to me is really absurd, because which part of the first video, when he's dragging his unconscious wife out
out of the elevator, did they not get? Did they think that she fainted? I mean, here was a guy who was, charges were brought. He went into a first offender program, and here's the other side of that, and that is, even anyone who had, he had no criminal history, they'd been together a long time, there was no history of violence there, and he went into a program that can be used for people that can be rehabilitated, and it does seem that perhaps he is an appropriate guy for this. So there's plenty on both sides of this one.
All right, another suit waiting to happen, it looks to me. Number 8 this week on the countdown with the Talkers overview of the hot stories has to do with these celebrity pictures, the nude pictures, the hacking, who gets sued in that. But more to the point, there's somebody who wants to post these pictures at a museum in Los Angeles. Isn't he inviting a suit?
I am looking at this thing as a lawyer and saying, oh, boy, do we have a mess here. You have issues of who actually owns these pictures. And some of them certainly were selfies, but there were others that were taken by other people. And we don't know who actually has the rights of them. The mere fact that the image was in them isn't necessarily enough. If, and here's the kind of the trick that these artists are hanging their hat on. If you take an image of a celebrity and you turn it into art, they call it transformative art, you're able to override their right of privacy. So this thing is going to be a hell of a lawsuit whenever it comes out.
All right, speaking of lawsuits, our friends at FEMA, I'm saying that with a wink, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, are scrutinizing about 4,500 households that FEMA says got improper payments. 5.8 mil they want back again because the homes weren't primary homes. They were rental homes. They got money from the insurance company. And by the way, this is not all fact. It's just I'm looking at the average demand for refunds, $6,900, some of it's $30,000. This looks to me like a red herring. What do you think?
You know, it's really hard to say because what has happened every time that FEMA has gone into an area, I remember when they went in after Katrina, you want to get them to get the money to the people who need it as quickly as possible. The scammers are in there, and FEMA has been scammed out of money. So it may be that this is something where they are going after people legitimately. It could also be them kind of trying to cover up past incompetence as well.
All right, quick idea of how invasive scams are when it comes to your credit cards. This week I have two MasterCards. Both of them were the subject of hack, and I wasn't very smart about this. I'd be the first to admit it, but I want it to be on your website, scamaside.com, because Steve's expertise there is great. I got a call, a robocall. Give us your numbers and your date of expiration. You, not live human being, a machine, sort of. I gave the information to them, dummy me, and now I have to have two new credit cards. At least the people caught it at the bank beforehand, but this has got to be a big problem, I would think, for people.
Huge problem, because they sound incredibly legitimate.
Yeah, that's what it is. They sounded extremely legitimate to me. All right, check out Steve's website, too, another service he offers, scamaside.com. Steve and J.J. Wiseman with Doug Steffen here. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.